the Trump administration has terminated the visas of a number of students at universities across Wisconsin. It's Monday, April 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Wisconsin is involved in more than a dozen lawsuits against the Trump administration. We'll have the details on which issues the state is suing over. And three Wisconsin electric utilities are asking state regulators to allow them to raise rates. Stay with us.
Need a hand with that? Maybe Larry can help.
Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at training your pet.
And see if you can manage your debt on your own.
There is an iPhone storage setting that you can go into. It will tell you how much storage each application on your phone is using.
And I found that incredibly helpful.
Great questions.
You can be a lot of things.
The Larry Mueller Show. Weekday mornings at 11 on WPR News.
The Trump administration has terminated the visas of six University of Wisconsin-Madison students and seven alumni working at the university. Students and employees whose visas were pulled have to leave the United States immediately. UW-Madison says it was not involved or aware of the terminations. The university says it does not believe the visa terminations are related to participation in protests or political activity. Maddie Topf is the co-chair of the Graduate Student Union on campus. She says even if the rationale isn't clearly about politics, she thinks it's connected.
These are vulnerable population on campus. You know, it might not be directly related to, like, the individuals themselves being involved, but, you know, tangentially, this might be one of the rationales that the Trump administration has.
14 additional student and former student visas across the universities of Wisconsin system have also been terminated. That's according to a university spokesperson. Meanwhile, less than 3 months into President Donald Trump's second term in office, his administration has faced well over 100 lawsuits. And as Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, Wisconsin's Department of Justice has been involved in more than a dozen.
Democratic Attorney General Josh Call has joined other states in filing lawsuits against a range of Trump policies and executive orders. They've sued to stop the administration from cutting funding to teacher prep grants and health research, to reinstate fired federal workers, and over actions at the Department of Education. Call has also filed friend of the court briefs in other lawsuits. Scott Anderson is a senior editor at Lawfare, a legal analysis publication. He says this scale of litigation is a, quote, gargantuan anomaly.
It is all different, weird, and completely unprecedented. This is the weirdest I've ever seen anything. And, you know, I guess I've been a lawyer for almost 20 years now.
The scale of lawsuits is also motivating GOP efforts in Congress to limit the power of federal district courts. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Staff at an organic industry watchdog in Wisconsin received a series of violent threats last year. As Hope Kerwin reports, a Vernon County investigation linked the messages back to an employee of a California-based farm certifier.
The Vernon County Sheriff's Office found a phone call threatening violence against leaders of Organic Eye was made by Gabriel Ramirez. The 23-year-old is an employee of California Certified Organic Farmers, or CCOF. They're the nation's largest organic certifier and the subject of a federal complaint filed by Organic Eye just before the threat started. Mark Castell is head of Organic Eye. He says after 20 years as a watchdog, he's received plenty of legal threats, but never threats of violence against him and his family.
So this is a little bit out of character, and it shows you how the emotions are running high.
A CCOF spokesperson says they were notified of the alleged threats in February and fired Ramirez shortly after. A company statement says they have a, quote, zero-tolerance policy for violence. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Logging projects could be fast-tracked on parts of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in Wisconsin. The Trump administration applied an emergency designation to more than 112 million acres of national forest land, and that includes in Wisconsin. The administration says that more logging will combat threats from wildfires, insects, and disease. The move allows the Forest Service to fast-track permitting and roll back federal environmental regulations for logging in designated areas. Scott Dane with the American Loggers Council says the move will reduce delays on projects
that have really
contributed to dying, dead, and burning forests in the United States because of lack of forest management and neglect.
Conservation groups dispute that. A former supervisor for the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest says most areas designated in Wisconsin appear to be northern hardwood forests, which are in demand among loggers. Three Wisconsin electric utilities are asking state regulators to allow them to raise their rates in 2026 and 2027. Joe Schultz has more on the proposals.
Xcel Energy, Alliant Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission last week. They say the rate increases are needed to modernize aging infrastructure. Mara Ashman is with Xcel Energy. The utility asked for a nearly 12% electric rate increase in 2026 and 7% the following year.
The primary driver of our rate request here is investment in our distribution system. So the pipes, poles, and wires that are closest to our customers' homes and businesses.
But ratepayer advocates say customers are already pinched by high electric bills, especially low-income residents. Regulators are expected to vote on the proposals later this year. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a piece from Wisconsin Life about the memory of home. Stay with us.
Current and emerging issues with a decidedly Wisconsin point of view.
There are untold stories everywhere.
Be able to take someone else's perspective.
What are your challenges and what are you experiencing?
I like to make one meal for my families at dinner time because I think as busy moms, we have enough to do. We don't need to be short order cooks.
Being able to disagree without being disagreeable. Working with diverse viewpoints.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about holding on to memories after losing your parents.
We all have these images, these moments from our childhood that stick with us forever. Perhaps it's the day you learned to ride on a two-wheel bike, or a seemingly simple time when you were playing a board game with your brother and sister. For writer Andrew Patry, he's been exploring some of these memories that he says have been cauterized in his mind. He shared the following story at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
All right, thanks everyone. Thanks BJ, Maureen. This is entitled Built to Last. How about time travel? My friend asks from behind the wheel of his Honda CRV. Where would you go if you could visit any place in the past? Any place, huh? I ask, stalling for time. It's a Sunday afternoon in late spring. Two buddies and I are crammed into a car on our way home following a long overdue guys weekend at the lake. Our 48 hours without work deadlines or familial obligations have elapsed. Yet we're not quite ready to let go, and so we've silenced satellite radio in favor of the kind of talk generally reserved for sleepovers. Ask me about time travel a year ago, I might have answered with stepping foot on the set of John Carpenter shooting his seminal slasher film, Halloween. But it's been 10 months since my father died in memory care, and with my mother already gone, I'm officially an orphan. Well, I say when it's my turn to speak, it ain't the building of the pyramids, but I think I'd want to go home again, where I grew up, I mean. Drop in for a few hours. I imagine it's 1988, a late Saturday afternoon in November, early dusk, just an ordinary day, which when visited through the dust of time, now seems a little extraordinary too. Outside of my childhood home, the branches are bare, the leaves bagged and lined up on the boulevard. There's a breath-fogging chill in the air. Inside, the house is warm. I'm 13 and perusing the shelf in my bedroom, a row of VHS tapes onto which I've recorded horror films from HBO. Night of the Creeps, Reanimator, Dead Time Stories. I grab a tape and head to the living room, the lamplight's honeyed glow all around me. I insert the tape into the VCR, a machine which lasted until well after I moved out, made when everything, even parents, seemed built to last. The curtains are drawn and I am alone, though I can hear my mother in the kitchen, filling the dishwasher, apron still sashed to her waist. I can feel my father's vibrations from his workshop below me, the sawdust like dander in his hair. I catch the scent of Pepper, our family dog, in the blanket I shove over on the couch. It is enough knowing they're around. I don't need to see them. I might press pause and never want to leave. I know to resist the tug of the past. Grief is the ghost light that calls us to shore and then wrecks us over the rocks. Yet I might have stayed in that memory all afternoon if the bumpy road hadn't jolted me back to the car with my friends. All is quiet, save for the engine's hum. I try to change the mood, but grief is also the light that reveals life's invisible ink, that common frailty scribed into our DNA. I can't keep from thinking there'll come a time when even these sojourns to a buddy's cabin up north will taper off, when our numbers too will gradually dwindle. I close my eyes, refusing to travel too far into that future. Better to stay in the moment, feel the car wheels in motion beneath me, pretend we're all still built to last.
Andrew Patry shared that piece, Built to Last, at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear Patry's full story and learn why he's digging into these cauterized memories, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And I'm Alex Crow. Quick check of weather before letting you go for the day. Lots of clouds to start the day, and that will eventually turn to rain throughout much of the state, especially in southern Wisconsin. High temperatures in the 40s today. That precipitation continues in southeastern Wisconsin overnight, which means it could be a wintry mix. Patchy fog and drizzle across the rest of the state overnight with lows down into the 30s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.